Lord, as we have read and heard this morning from your holy word, how King David was so thankful, grateful, excited to have the Ark of the Covenant, the symbol of your presence with the people. Lord, we are thankful for your blessings and your spirit to be with us as well. And this morning we ask that you would send your spirit to be above among us, that our hearts may be open, our minds may be open, that we may receive a word from you that will help us in our daily living. We ask this all in Christ's name. Amen. Be thankful, people. Come, raise the song of harvest home. Come to God's own temple. Come, raise the song of harvest home. Or, now thank we all our God with heart and hands and voices, who wondrous things hath done, in whom his world rejoices. Or another song we sang today, we gather together to ask the Lord's blessing, sing praises to his name, he forgets not his own. These expressions of gratitude seem very mature and very mannerly. I like to compare these expressions with those in one of the songs that the children's choir sang many years ago. That song proclaims, I love to sing and skip and dance and shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. I love to sing and skip and dance and shout hallelujah and thank the Lord for making me me. This expression of gratitude is just as genuine as those expressed in our traditional hymns, but there's an exuberance and an excitement depicted in the children's song that seems to be lacking in the more stately traditional hymns. Both images have their place in our expressions of gratitude to God. When reading this morning's scripture, which of the images, the serious, stately, and sedate, or the light, excited, and exuberant, does David's behavior depict? The book Laughing Out Loud and Other Religious Experiences by Tom Mullen captures the essence of a joyful faith and illustrates that Christianity is not just a dour, heavy, joyless, and severe practice. It is true that the demands of Christian discipleship are awesome and are serious, yet there is always a need to let our faith dance and sing and shout. 3,000 years ago, the spirit of joy and thanksgiving was a vital part of Hebrew life and worship. The Old Testament is full of feast days and celebrations, and the Psalms are a collection of poems that have become, as one person described it, a smoldering volcano of praise. One of the classic events of joy and celebration in Hebrew history is the account of David escorting the Ark of God, also known as the Ark of the Covenant, to Jerusalem. In ancient Israelite religion, the Ark of God was a sacred object, described as a box or a chest that represented the presence of God. It was believed that the Ten Commandment tablets were in it. It was believed that God's presence was there. Wherever that Ark was taken, then God was going with the people in that location. We've got all kinds of noises here this morning. David became instrumental in establishing a great nation of the Hebrew people, a nation of power and prestige. And it seemed clear to the Hebrew people that God's hand was at work in all of this. The return of the Ark to Jerusalem, therefore, was highly symbolic of God's providence and was cause for great joy and celebration. Regardless of David's motivation, perhaps both political and religious, he was compelled to mark the occasion with music and dancing, with shouts of praise. The Hebrew people King David, and biblical history all invite us in succeeding generations to celebrate the high holy moments of our lives in the life of our communities, our churches, our families, with wonder, with laughter, and thanksgiving, by using our hearts, our hands, and our voices, in other words, our entire beings, in our expressions. Looking at today's scripture, the Israelites were beginning to dream of a new and glorious day, a day when the Lord would bring Israel to great power and prosperity among all the nations, fulfilling God's promise to Abraham that I will make of you a great nation. The Hebrew people gave evidence of growing awe and wonder at their good fortune and at the renewed promise of a bright future under the leadership of King David and the watchful eye of God. It is in times like these that we become so much more aware of the many ways that God's grace fills us, sustains us daily, and carries us through all of our days. The truth is, we take our daily wonders of the world for granted sometimes, until someone or some experience stops us in our tracks and says, "Look, listen, stay alert." Examples such as the following: looking into the face of a newborn, putting one's arm around a mate who's been there for 10, 25, 40, 50, 60 or more years, catching sight of a sunrise or a sunset, hearing the laughter and word-making of a young child, doing work that is meaningful, having a friend who listens, watching the rain fall after a drought, feeling deep peace in the midst of strife and great joy and excitement, as did David and his people, at the prospect of a new day and the hope that the best was yet to be. Of all these, all of these are but a few of those awe-inspiring moments. All of these times remind us that life itself is a miraculous journey to wonder, to behold. Our days need to be filled with a spirit and joy and refreshing laughter. Leonard Sweet wrote, "If one does not laugh, or at least smile, when reading the scripture fairly regularly, one is missing the point." Do we smile when we read the Bible? Sometimes we might. We need to be open to that. When reading this morning's scripture, it does not take much imagination to reconnect the scene of joy and even ecstasy and fun and laughter in that processional parade as the Ark of God moved toward Jerusalem, the holy city. There is no more appropriate way to respond to the Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer God than with praise and thanksgiving. This spirit of gratitude is surely part of what inspired David to do his dance of ecstasy before the Lord. The high holy moments in the life of Israel were invariably marked by joy and thanksgiving. And so it is with us. Someone years ago suggested that gratitude may be the acid test of spiritual maturity. The capacity to acknowledge one's dependence on the living God, not only as creator, but also as redeemer and sustainer, reveal a healthy balance of humility and trust, of personal confidence that people are not in this alone, but greatly loved and fully accepted as a worthy part of God's creation. It was especially fitting for David to worship God with praise and gratitude and burnt offerings when the Ark of God was brought to Jerusalem. This ancient symbol of God's presence, no doubt, evoked memories of the long, arduous journey of the Hebrew community from Exodus to nationhood, from wilderness to Jerusalem, from slave people to free people. And that led and blessed by the hand of God. In all those situations, when they looked back and saw their history, they could see God's hand working in them. Hebrew worship was a time of thanksgiving. And we, as children of God, often give thanks and offer praise to God for the blessings of the day, for the gift of healing and health, for daily wonder at the sounds and sights and expressions of love that surround us, for a peace and trust that runs deep within us when we feel challenged and threatened, for laughter and good humor, for food and rest and work and play. Those are things we probably will be expressing gratitude for this coming Thursday. It's something we should be doing every day. I am grateful to God for a faith that sings and skips and dances and knows how to celebrate, and for ancestors in the faith who knew wonder and laughter and thanksgiving, even in the challenging and difficult times. Celebrate the joy of Thanksgiving this year by lending your hearts, your hands, and your voices in a parade of gratitude. Happy Thanksgiving, and let's pray together. Gracious God, you have given us all things. You have given us minds for thinking, hearts for feeling, hands for serving, and a soul for connecting with you. We are thankful for the blessing of material things, for family and friends. We are more thankful for the gift of life, which in your grace you have given us so that we might be in relationship with you. Lord, may we not sacrifice our souls to what is plentiful on this earth, but to your call for a shared ministry together. Lord, help us in the challenging times to look beyond them, to see the hope that you offer us. Thanks be to you, our Creator, our Redeemer, and our Sustainer. May we adore you always. Amen.